Hello there, I'm Misha and this is your 3-minute guide to the weird and wonderful in today's popular culture. Today, we are talking about cosplay. What is cosplay, I hear you ask? Well, cosplay is a performance art in which cosplayers wear costumes to represent a specific character idea. Cosplaying has seen massive growth since 1990, going from just being the few and the hardcore to it becoming an ingrained part of popular culture and a staple at fan conventions. But why do people cosplay? I spoke to Rachel, a cosplayer from Wales, about what inspired her to first start cosplaying.
I first started cosplaying because I was in school and someone saw that I was watching anime instead of doing my work. So she approached me and asked me if I'd ever been to a cosplay meet, and I was like, no. But then she kind of convinced me to go with her, and ever since, that's all I've done.
What do you enjoy most about cosplaying?
I enjoy the making more than anything, because we make handmade a lot of stuff. So like at the moment, we're hand making a lot of plushies, and I really enjoy doing that. So I enjoy the making instead of the actual wearing and going outside.
Cosplay sounds fun, right? But it does come with its issues, particularly for the females in the community. Rebecca, a cosplayer from the University of Exeter, explains the troubles she has faced as a female cosplayer.
As a female in the cosplaying world, I think you have to be very aware of what you're wearing. I've never personally experienced anything of a sort of harassment nature, but I've, you know, when you get into this kind of thing, you sort of look out for, you know, that sort of behaviour, and a lot of people will warn you about it. I think female cosplayers take a lot more of the sort of sexual brunt of stuff, especially since a lot of female-based costumes tend to be skimpier, and, you know, it just sort of opens up for that. There is also the issue of sort of size shaming and things, which gets into female a lot more than male, I feel.
Rebecca mentioned size shaming, which is the issue of people believing you shouldn't cosplay certain characters if you don't look like them. I asked her whether she thought the community is mostly accepting or not.
There's always going to be that certain set of people who believe that you can't cosplay as this certain character because you don't have the right body type, either, you know, you're too big, you're too small, you're too skinny, you're not muscular enough. The sort of size shaming aspect is, I guess, predominantly female, but also from a male aspect, I suppose. But there's definitely the sort of, you know, the bigger person can't cosplay as a majority of people, which some people think of, but I think we try to aspire for it not to be, but it always ends up with, you know, the people who think that you gotta cosplay as who you look like. I don't know, in my opinion, cosplay as whoever you want. Like, if you're a fan of a character, it shouldn't stop you from wanting to portray it in whatever way you want. I mean, people sort of swap the genders of characters, they change the universes that they're set in. You can have, like, a Harry Potter character of somebody that's actually in the X-Men, and people will just accept that. So, from my point of view, I don't really understand why you can't cosplay as something if you don't look exactly like them. Just doesn't make sense to me.
Unfortunately, that's all we've got time for this week. If this episode has inspired you to maybe start cosplaying, give us a tweet at 3 Minute Pop, and I'll be back next week with another fun-packed episode.